In the Alfaro hearings, which continue in Jacksonville, and the big picture here, let's all remember, is in October of 2015, 33 souls lost their lives after they left Jacksonville and steered right into Hurricane Joaquin on a trip to Puerto Rico. And there have been a lot of questions asked and a lot of ground covered that may help with lessons learned for the shipping industry going forward. That's the backdrop for these hearings done by the Coast Guard Marine Board of Investigation and TOTE, the company that owns Alfaro, pushing back a little bit in the hearings yesterday. That really stuck out to me. And Stephanie Brown, I know, put up an updated story at WOKV.com about that. So what are they essentially pushing back on?
Well, they're pushing back specifically on the cargo report. We were talking about that just yesterday. The National Cargo Bureau put together a request by the NTSB, which found questions in how the cargo was secured on Alfaro, ultimately concluding it was probable that there was a cargo shift that had taken place, and that TOTE had a tendency toward lashing that really wasn't in accordance with standard guidelines. So when that report was laid out, we had to cut the hearing short for the day because of timing. So yesterday was really TOTE's first chance to dive in and bring their perspective to the table, and they did that in full force. They pointed out that this report was put together with specific data that was given by the NTSB, but it didn't account for weather, for ship speed, for some of those other factors that could have significantly influenced how cargo was moving on board. Well, the people who put together the report said that they did it with the specific data because they didn't want to be influenced. The TOTE representatives say that that data in itself could influence their findings, ultimately getting the National Cargo Bureau representatives to admit that they really can't factually confirm what exactly happened to the cargo on the ship or the condition of the lashing when it left on its final voyage.
And we'll hear more of that pushback likely today. Listen for Stephanie's reports as we continue on through the day ahead in Jacksonville's News at Noon and a real deep dive, all of the reporting, exhaustive hours of reporting at WOKV.com.